Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
And welcome to the show, and I'm thrilled to have with me today Daniel Teacher. Good day, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're doing splendid. Great to have you on the show, Daniel. For people that may not have come across you, tell us a bit about you and your areas of expertise.
So I run a business called T-Tech. We're a consultancy and managed service provider. We're really focused on working with the accountancy sector and taking their challenges that they have in their business and the challenge that is technology and really help make it relevant to their business.
And how are accounting firms different to, say, any other industries that you could have worked with?
From an IT perspective, they're quite legacy and quite complicated. If you're a software company running software, you only really have, if you're working on the upper mid-market, you only have potential of 100 clients. And if you have two competitors, you maybe only have 30 or 40 potential clients. So that means that there's lots of legacy applications and they're not very cloud-friendly because there's not the business case to do it. And that's a problem that we face every day.
And how does your personal experience come into play in your role serving the accountancy market?
I suppose I grew up life as an engineer, first of all, and then I spent 5 years at Deloitte as a management consultant. So I've kind of been at both ends of the spectrum. And then also working so closely with one of my clients for so many years. I think having a mix of being on the inside of an accountancy firm, working at Deloitte, and being a technology professional is quite a unique set of experience and skill set.
And looking from the outside in now, Daniel, what kind of shape do you feel the profession is in generally?
I see that there are three types of firms out there. I would say nobody is really at the front of the curve. Accountants are really good at wanting to use technology. They're not great executors. They're not great at IT and technology projects. I find those difficult. So you've got one group who want to use it and are happy to spend money but need help. You've kind of got the people in the middle who are waiting to see what the people in the front pack do. And once they've done it, then they'll jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
And then you've got the people who still have green files and don't even scan their documents in and just pass paper around their office.
The laggards. And we would probably be frightened at how many accounting firms are like that.
It's really interesting. I blame the clients a lot. Clients have really low expectations of their accountant. They let them use lots of paper. You go to your accountant because you want really good tax advice, because you value that, because that's a real business case. You don't want to mess up your compliance stuff because you can get a fine and get in trouble if you mess it up. And they often have good ideas. You don't go to them because they're efficient or because they charge you a fair price. You go to them for the value. And so because the relationship is so CEO value driven, there's very little focus on operational efficiency, but that will start to change over time. But that isn't the focus. And because the clients don't focus on it, therefore the firm doesn't focus.
So what are the common accountancy problems that we see out there, Daniel?
It's really that people don't want to change is actually the biggest challenge.
What's stopping them from changing? Is it laziness? Is it arrogance? Is it inertia? Is it complacency? Ignorance?
All of the above.
Right.
So, you know, if you asked how many accountants, how many clients left because their technology or process wasn't good, you wouldn't have very many.
Right.
If you asked them how many people left because someone made a mistake or they didn't manage the relationship, quite a lot. And if you asked them how many left because someone could do it a lot cheaper, somewhere in the middle. And so, it's because it's such a relationship-centric industry that as long as the client perceives that the value is there, then people stay. You know, like, how do you measure if your accountant's doing a good job?
Yeah, good question. Are you asking me?
How do you measure if your accountant's doing a good job?
Well, on a very base level, you would say if my accountant keeps me out of jail, they are doing a good job.
But there we go.
Yeah, but beyond that and all the realm of added value, how do you measure that?
Well, there we go. So therefore, if they have a good relationship, then it's okay. And I also think the other thing, and I can tell you this as a business owner myself, if you imagine the average 10 million turnover business spends, I don't know, £10,000 on accountancy fees a year. In terms of the budget from them, that doesn't really feature. A firm of that size might have a £2-4 million budget. So as long as they're happy that the accountant's doing a good job, are they going to really focus on that as a cost area? Because as a proportion of their budget, it's not that significant.
Presumably another problem that accounting firms have is keeping up to date with all the technology that's out there. And in the IT space that you are, there are just so many things to consider. consider?
Yeah, so the keeping up to date, it has three parts to it. So it has the issue that there is a lot of software out there and picking the right one can be difficult. And it has the issue that the main applications are still the big old clunky ones that are not cloud friendly.
Mm.
And it has the issue that doing what we've done every year is the easiest thing to do. So why should I change?
The problem with that is that if you're attracting the millennials and the young people to come into your accounting firm and you're saying, we can't hire enough of the right people, we've got issues with succession plan. If you're providing them with old tech and apps and software that doesn't integrate, you've got a problem, haven't you?
Yeah, but if you look outside the top 100, there are a lot more what we call born in the cloud.
Yeah, sure.
That term's actually come out of IT. That was an IT term, born in the cloud provider when we started using cloud. If you look at born in the cloud accountancy firms, they're all between 5 and 20 people. Everybody in the top 100, and I have a big grid of all of it, are using the same legacy application. So it's actually no different whether you work at Deloitte or a mid-tier firm or a number 100 firm. It's generally the same. And so it's not like you can go somewhere and be very different. So not that many people are there, but that will change.
Yeah. Is there any aspect to the accounting sector that hasn't evolved as quickly as it should have?
Most of them. It is. Like from a technology point of view, there's not a huge business case, so that's sometimes hard to do it. But from a client service perspective, we really should be doing it. Therefore, because people don't want to change and because of the small number of firms involved and because accountants aren't good at technology and change, you kind of have this mini perfect storm of there's not that many of us, we're not that good at the change, we don't like change, and there's not that much budget. And so that makes it hard to do things. And we're working on this thing, piece called Practice Gateway, and we're starting to attack this problem as well. But, you know, we face the same challenges.
Yeah. And in terms of spend, an accounting firm presumably is a different animal to many other business sectors because they've got to have so many different bits of software and technology doing so many different things for so many different types of clients.
They do have to have that. But what I see in some of the firms that do it a bit better is they go a bit niche. So rather than try and service everybody,
yes,
they said, you know what, we're going to just service private equity backed A, B and C, or we're just going to service farmers or charities or schools.
Mm.
Actually, if you do that, then you really do have the opportunity to have less complexity because the complexity gets introduced when a partner, I'm not have any farming clients and they go and sign up as a farmer, as a new client, and the partner comes back to the office and goes, oh, we've just sold a farming client. How are we going to deliver it? And someone goes, oh, let me have a look. And then they go, oh, farm plan. And they're like, oh, well, we don't have farm plan. Oh, well, we'll have to buy it. And there's nobody inside the firm that goes, stop, everybody, stop. You know, is that actually a business case for us to take the software on? Because I was literally having this discussion with a client the other day. The client only understands the cost of the software.
Yes.
What they don't understand is the cost of the training, the maintenance, and the support. So they go, oh, farm plan only costs 100 quid a month. Let's just get on with it. This is a £2,000 fee. But what they don't appreciate is the time spent on training, the time the IT people have to support it, or the upgrade that have to get involved, all the maintenance, all the everything that goes around it. And actually, if you look at total cost of ownership of software, what you pay to a cloud provider or as a subscription fee is actually probably less than 20% what it actually costs in terms of TCO.
Yeah. And if you wanted to be an accountant, would you rather take charge of a top 100 firm and all the vast resources and challenges that came with that? Or would you rather be a born in the cloud firm that's a lot smaller, but you can pivot much more quickly?
I'd want to be in a born in the cloud one who is on the side of a large firm. So the small firms don't have the resources.
Yes.
If I was to start a firm myself, what I would do is I would plug into a top four firm or a top 10 firm, and I would say to them, look, give me your money.
Yeah.
And let me operate on the side. I'll open my own office, have my own space. I'll have my own IT infrastructure. Don't give me any of your legacy stuff. And let me start on the side here. And then all the new clients that come into me will come into my systems and processes. And then what we can do over time is then we can start to move over your clients into this new world. And that hopefully is a mechanism that means we have the money that the bigger firms have to invest, but we have the agility that you would get from a born in the cloud provider.
Yeah. You sound passionate about your job, Daniel. What frustrates you most about the work that you do?
From a client perspective, what frustrates me is speed of decision making.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's quite slow. We've taken the most fantastic business cases to clients before and they've still said no.
Frightening.
And it's purely as a resistance to change, and that's scary. Or they've just had somebody internally who doesn't want to change and is just resistant, and even though it's got a brilliant business case, we've got a great plan and it's going to add loads of value, the politics gets in the way, which in my view is just criminal. And this all comes back to the way firms are organized. Most firms are a partnership. We've got 20 partners. We have to take all decisions to the partners, and we might have an executive committee. Actually, turning accountants into a more corporate structure would actually make their life a lot easier. And if they could actually be better decision makers, and I'll be controversial for a second.
You go for it.
We all see accountants as our business advisors. I do not think that they're very good at running their own businesses.
Yeah, it's an interesting question, isn't it? Should an accountant be advising you on business practices and advice if they've not run a business themselves?
I think they do run a business themselves. Accountants are actually brilliant at customer service. So they're really, really good at customer service, and they're really good at serving their clients. And it's a bit like the shoemaker's shoes. And accountants are also good at charging a lot of money. That means that they can focus on the relationship because they're getting such a high hourly rate.
So what is key for accounting practices in the next few years?
With the age of agile working and changing circumstances out there, having the capability to really be truly agile is really important. Clients that have agile working, when something happens, they can respond. Clients that don't have agile working have a real problem. The agility is just about being able to change to different working conditions or market conditions. The willingness to change is, you know, you can't take what you did the last 20 years and think that in the future that's going to be appropriate. And I guess the business case side is, most firms we meet, there's a cracking business case for what we do, but because of the other two things, they don't look at it.
Yeah. And when you say willingness to change, you've also got to have the processes, the systems, the culture to be responsive, haven't you? That's what agility is all about in the modern world.
We're building this practice gateway product as an example.
Yeah.
And we went around and spoke to loads of people in the market and said, oh, we've got robotics. Let us come and automate your process. And people loved it, but didn't really know what to do with it. Mm. And so that's why we went and built this product. And effectively, we're going to the client and saying, look, we've done all the thinking for you. Here's a product on the shelf. We built the processes. It integrates with what you have today. Just follow the guide. And I think that's the way to deliver change into accountancy practice, is just to package it up in the most risk-averse way possible.
Yeah.
So that it can be delivered as quickly and as easily as possible. And even now, we take business cases to people built on all of that. And they still say, oh, no, it's not a good time. Even though we know we can give them 10% margin back or 20% margin back in a department.
And presumably, if they don't act now, it's going to be more expensive and more difficult for them to act down the line.
Yeah, that's always the case, because as time goes on, things cost more. Although people sometimes say that as time goes on, technology costs less, which has an element of truth to it as well. So the pioneers that do something in technology always spend the most. As it becomes a norm, then you end up spending less. I think it's really about differentiation and using your people's time. Like, one of the things when we talk to our clients about what we do, one of our USPs is actually, we will free up your staff's time to spend more time with the clients. And that's what's valuable. So if you want to attract people, the way we say to do it is give them as many of the modern tools as you can within the bounds of the things out there, but also don't drag them down with admin or data entry. No graduate, you know, no one comes out of university anymore and wants to be a bookkeeper for the next 30 years. And I mean that in the nicest way possible, but it's true.
Yeah.
They want, you know, they all want to be advising their client CEO within a year of being in. So you've got the reverse. But so you need to take away the things that are more data entry centric and mundane, because people just don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah. So what trends do you see happening in the tech market, which is way out there and pretty advanced, that can apply to the accounting profession, Daniel?
Yeah, so we're trying to weave this into what we do. There's some really interesting research out there. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but the research says 70% of a personal tax return is non-value added work. So data entry, chasing the client, collecting the information.
Wow.
Yeah. And I imagine it's between 30 and 40 in other areas, but it's still huge. And actually, the tools to take away those non-value added tasks already exist. Yeah. So we can have systems chase and remind clients. Yeah. We can have systems that read documents and understand what they do and move the data from the document and put it into somewhere else. Yeah. We can have our clients sign things electronically. We can have our clients work through a portal on a digital system. But there isn't anybody that's really glued it all together. And again, that's the problem we're trying to solve, to say all of that admin you're spending time on, we've built something for that. You go and focus on working with your client or working with more clients or however you want to choose to use that freed up time. So the tools exist. They're absolutely there. It's just, as I said earlier, accountants are not great at adopting change and adopting technology. And so the person that can really nail it and really monetize it will do very, very well.
Yeah. This has been great, Daniel. If people want to find out more about TTech, the great things that you do, have a conversation with you, what's a good way to reach out?
So our website has a wealth of information. That's just ttech.co.uk. Or just pick up the phone to us, myself and Dan Dronsfield and Lauren in particular, are always available through LinkedIn, or send us an email, or just talk to us. Because I think the meetings we have with people, often they come out of them really quite enthusiastic about the opportunity that's out there.
And what's the biggest difference you make to an accounting firm when you go in there and do your magic?
I think we understand their pain. We can meet most firms and say, here is all the pain our clients feel. Are you the same? And 99 times out of 100, it's a variation on the theme. So I think whereas a typical IT company is very focused on, we'll fix things quickly and we'll turn this around and we'll do what you ask, we see ourselves as thought leaders. Now, you know, I've had a very privileged opportunity. Every day I talk to a different firm. You know, I pretty much met every firm nearly in the top 100. And so we really feel like we're tuned into the pain points and the issues that accountants have in a way that nobody else is.
Yeah. So in working with clients, Daniel, some of them have all kinds of objections over having to spend loads more on hardware and software and overhaul everything and loads of change. Presumably you've got to cut through all of that and sell the merits of IT, haven't you?
So we'll always work within the boundaries that the client gives us, whether that be their budget boundaries or the speed of change or what they see as the priority. So I think we've got lots of good ideas, but our pace and our roadmap and our budget is driven by the client. So we want to work with everybody and we want to add value for everybody, and we're happy to do it on the client's terms.
Yeah. Well, this has been great, Daniel. As someone's done lots of skydive jumps, I know that's one of your hobbies. Which is harder, selling IT to intransigent partners in big accounting firms or jumping out of a plane with a small backpack?
Selling IT, jumping out of a plane.
Well, leave us, would you, Daniel, with some words of advice for the accounting people listening that are going to help them deal with the vast onslaught of technology and the disruption that they're facing at the moment in the digital phase.
So there are three things that I always say to people. So someone gave me a great piece of advice a number of years ago, which is don't buy the product, buy the partner. So nobody cares what piece of software they use for how they do it. What they care about is when they want it changed or improved, or they have a problem with it, or, you know, something isn't going well, that they can pick up the phone to someone and they can get the help they need when they need it. So yeah, buy the partner. That's really, really important. I think the other side of it is embrace the change and put time into it. You can't give a project to an IT company, a software company, and not expect that you as a business are going to have to put time into it. What you put in is what you get out. So these days, many IT projects still fail if you look at the statistic. And the reason for that is the business doesn't put in the time, or the business hasn't explained to the IT in the right way, this is what I really want, or the IT guys haven't explained, this is what you're going to get. So putting quality time in is really, really important. And then just build a change culture. If change and agility is not part of your culture, you know, if you say to people, you have to be at your desk every day, you have to be suited and booted, you have to print everything off and give it to me in this way, and you don't adopt modern working ways, then you're going to isolate people and you're going to build a culture that says, well, unless this partner wants to change, nothing's going to happen. That isn't a modern way of working. Mm. Actually, the best people to drive the change are the young people, because they understand the technology. There was a telco in Canada and they wanted to do a whole load of change on their business, and they built a team of 10 people and 5 of them were brand new graduates, and they added the most value because they turned the company upside down in a positive way, but because they didn't have any preconceptions and because they had a better understanding of technology and because they just had fresh ideas, it really worked very well. Mm. So yeah, those three things are really quite important.
Love that. Daniel Teacher, that's been world class. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. I really, really enjoyed that.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.